Identity ghosts, encrypted AI, and the earthquake off Flores Island. A piece titled "The Other Sean Byrne Doesn't Exist," scoring 206 with 101 comments, addressed an underexplored dimension of digital privacy. Not the exposure of one's own data, but the harm caused when public records, people finder databases, and algorithmic name matching systems conflate two individuals who share a name. Commenters with common names describe being surfaced in background checks with incorrect criminal records, denied employment, or pursued by debt collectors for debts belonging to a namesake. The legal framework for correcting these errors, the thread concluded, is poorly suited to the speed and scale at which digital information now propagates. Google published a blog post on advances in homomorphic encryption, computation on encrypted data without decrypting it first, that drew 409 points and 249 comments. The holy grail of homomorphic encryption has long been the ability to run a model or query against data that remains encrypted throughout, so that even the processor performing the computation never sees plain text. The technique has existed theoretically for years, but has been orders of magnitude slower than unencrypted computation. Google's post claims algorithmic improvements and hardware acceleration have meaningfully closed that gap. Cryptography-focused commenters in the thread asked pointed questions about what practical means in specific workload terms, and whether the threat model homomorphic encryption addresses is the most relevant one for actual AI deployments. An Ars Technica report described a litigant who, suspecting AI was being used to process legal filings, embedded prompt manipulation text in their own documents, a preview of an adversarial dynamic the legal system currently lacks frameworks to address. A magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck 68 kilometers north-northwest of Ende on Flores Island, Indonesia, earlier Saturday. Ende has a population of roughly 80,000, and the island sits on the seismically active Ring of Fire. Early reports indicated tsunami warnings were issued for parts of the Indonesian coast. The Hacker News thread, tracking the event, drew on USGS data as its primary source. On the historical geopolitics front, a piece on the 1960s disappearance of Heinz Krug, a German rocket scientist involved in Egypt's ballistic missile development program, under circumstances long attributed to Israeli intelligence operations, served as a reminder that the geopolitics of missile proliferation and targeted operations have roots far older than current discourse typically acknowledges. On the open source governance front, Debian's vote on policies for AI-assisted code contributions was noted as the first major Linux distribution formally attempting community governance of AI-generated code, raising questions about provenance, copyright, and quality assurance that every major open source project will eventually need to address.